you?
Hey.
How's it going, mate? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Been looking forward to this, having a chat with you two.
Yeah, definitely. Where are you, Hugh? Where do you live? Are you Highbury or somewhere?
I'm Highbury. I can actually see, sadly, both the stadiums from my roof terrace.
Can you?
I can see old and new.
Did you say sadly?
I'm a Man United fan. This is a very awkward conversation.
Jesus.
Oh, David, let another one on.
I know.
I'll give you a bit more info. The missus is quite a big Man City fan, and she's proper. She's born there and everything. So it's quite an awkward house at times. So I've got to deal with that.
Right, okay. Should we start then?
Go on and let's stick to the format. So, Hugh, recommend something to watch, listen to, or read for people who are bored in this lockdown.
Oh, my God. I've got such random taste. I'm not sure if anyone would like any of my stuff. I mean, one of my go-to radio stations, normally anyway, is Radio 4 Extra, because it just plays comedy. And I like the sound of laughter, and I like people being happy. And I get quite down by the news, you know, Brexit, COVID, Black Lives Matter, the whole stuff. I get quite anxious, actually, just hearing it all.
Yeah.
So I think, right, forget that. Let's listen to something funny. So I love Radio 4 Extra. I draw the line at the Goon Show, which sort of does my head in, but they do have some. I mean, my absolute favourites, okay, I'm going to embarrass myself here, Dad's Army and Tony Hancock. And predominantly because my mother loved those shows, and it reminds me of times when I was younger, and we used to sort of share that. And so that's one thing. And then TV-wise, I'm going to be a bit of a sado. Frasier, old episodes of Frasier, fantastic writing. But then I've also done The Office, the American Office. Now, this is a bit controversial because I said to my girls, they kept saying, oh, you've got to watch this show, Dad, this American show called The Office. And I said, let me have a word here. It's not an American show. It's an English show. And they went, oh, yeah, we saw that one. It was rubbish. So I decided to give it a go. And actually, it's not as good as, obviously, what Gervais and Merchant did. But I've got to say, it's pretty good. And the more you get into it, it's only like 22 minutes a pop, so it's easy. And you don't have to follow it. There's not much narrative in it. Steve Carell, honest to God, awkward. So those would be my little tips.
Hugh, when was the last time you used cash?
Funny enough, right, last night, my Turkish shop over the road, they're brilliant lads, and they'll take anything. So I've actually got a jar in the kitchen full of 20p's, 50p's and 10s, and I sort of eke all of that out. But apart from that, it's funny because, yeah, Rach and I, my missus, we take it in turns to get 100 out, and we just leave it on the side. And it just doesn't get used because even like for small purchases, most of the shops around here are going no card only. So, but could I transfer the answer to tracksuit bottoms? I was hoping to talk about that.
We can ask you about the trouser question.
Yeah, much stronger area for me, this. So I'm a tracksuit bottom wearer anyway. As soon as I get in from work or whatever I'm doing, straight on with them, you know, like, and I've got normally two pairs, like a grey pair, a bit smeggy, and then a slightly thicker purple pair from Carhartt, which is a bit cooler. Honestly, like you've been asking, since lockdown, I haven't worn a pair of jeans. I literally haven't worn anything other than what you'd call casual clothing. I think Mike McKenna would turn if I start talking. I've actually got four pairs. I bought two new sets off of Amazon, own brand, 18 quid. Really tacky, but they sort of do the job, and they make me feel a bit smarter. I've got two smart pairs and two sort of shitty pairs. So I'm actually currently wearing a dark blue pair smart for you guys. So yeah, that's my tracky thing. And I don't know if it's going to change much because I went out for a drink the other day at someone's house, just in their garden. I put some sort of loose fitting canvas cargo pants and they weren't great. So yeah, I think I'll be like this for quite a while.
Is that the start of the decline? It doesn't matter anymore.
I did do this thing where I did the top. I did I wore my sort of obligatory white t-shirt with the sort of crew neck dark blue jumper, which seems to be the sort of my sort of uniform. And once you look at my girls were saying, that looks good, Dad. I could be getting back to normality. You never know.
What have you learnt about yourself in this period of lockdown, Hugh?
Anything? Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. When it happened, I've been thinking about this a bit, probably thinking about it too much, but I found it a bit like walking through a gorge with my missus. So when we went to Greece years ago, we found this gorge. Oh, you know, we're going, oh my God, it's like a slice into the earth's crust, you know, walking through this thing. And it felt amazing for about a third of it. And in the middle was like, yeah, okay, we're in the gorge now. Yeah, got it. And then by the end, I'm going, fuck, get us out of this fucking gorgeous, just doing my nutting. And it's been a bit like that. You know, because the first bit, I've gone novelty, probably getting pissed every night, smoking a few fags, thinking, oh, this will pass. You know, I just left Mullinlowe and I'd been denied my leaving due by a day. So I was determined to sort of have a sort of semi-extended leaving due in my back garden. Then it didn't go away. And so I kind of put the dartboard up and started baking bread, you know, and doing all that kind of crap. I'm not sourdough, by the way.
You haven't attempted sourdough yet?
No, I'm saving that. And I kind of got into a few things, but, you know, I started thinking, shit, you know, it is, and the kids weren't doing anything and it started to hit home. And so I kind of, I don't know, I'm not great on my own. I like being around people. I love being in an office, chatting away, chewing the fat, just going around teams, seeing what's going on or sharing work, you know, or then I go off and sit for 40 minutes and write.
Do you think you're an extrovert? Would you describe yourself as an extrovert or an introvert?
Yeah, definitely extrovert. But extrovert with this sort of undercurrent introvert tendencies, but I'm better around people. So I've tried to recreate that feeling here by sitting in the front room writing, which is where I'm now. But then I like being around people. I think I do miss the chat and the crack, you know, and I'm desperate to sort of go and see people. And
has the drinking balanced out now then?
Yeah, at the beginning I was drinking a lot, I think, getting quite pissed every night, and then a few fags. And then it completely stopped. And I was thinking, shit, got to get a hand on this. It's not the gorge. It's just going to go on. And now it's drifted back in, whereby I've tried to get back to a very conventional old school world of not drinking between Monday and Thursday. And then Friday, whoa, you know, try and build in. And this is with the kids as well, to try and make it like it's the weekend, even though every day is the same. My daughter said one morning, she said, Dad, don't ask me what I'm doing tomorrow. Which I thought was a killer line, but it was true, because so you don't want to say, what are you doing this weekend, girls? So you just go, well, you know, it's Friday, so I'm going to go have a few drinks with Jason and blah, blah, blah. You know, so I've been trying to put the drinking more over the weekend.
So, Hugh, did you clap on a Thursday?
Yeah, we very much on Legard Road. It's a good road. Everyone's very friendly. It's a real mixture of kids and couples and students.
Is that quite community spirited then?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I know my neighbours really well, and they've been incredibly kind. And we sort of, some days we pass a little beer over the fence. Like one bloke smokes on one side. He smokes quite a bit of reefer. So one, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this on air, am I? So basically one night we're both there going, fucking, this isn't going great, is it? And I said, you know, he said, oh, I've been smoking loads of reefer. And I said, oh, have you got any? And then I thought, oh, I don't want to have the bag or anything, you know. And he said, I'll roll you one. So overnight he rolled one and left it on this brick with a little cover on. And then the next day I came down and there it was. It's like, wonderful spirit.
When you go back to work, Hugh, what will you do differently? Has anything come from this, like you've enjoyed having the focus of being on your own, or?
I decided to leave work just before it all kicked off because I was very happy to stop. I'd had 2 good years. I'd loved working with Lou and everything went well at Mullen, but I'd kind of got to that bit. I thought, right, oh, you know, I wasn't meant to be there 2 years anyway. I was just filling in for Amber for maternity. So I thought, actually, stop at 2 years, do some of the things you want to do. So I've been doing these, writing these short stories, which take an eternity. God, if I'd have known, I might be sticking to writing bits of copy. But in a way, I'm really pushing myself into a place I'm feeling slightly uncomfortable with, because it's quite hard. And then obviously the pod and the Instagram stuff about the billboards is great. But
yeah, how did you come to do that? You, the billboard.
Oh, Christ. It was about 2 years. I don't know if I bored you with it when you came in, but I've been thinking about it for about 2 years. Actually, another period when I had a bit of downtime, I must have left Saatchi's or VCP, I can't remember. And I loved outdoor. I love billboards. I love the graphicness and the size of it. And I love just walking around cities looking at buildings and architecture. And I just thought, why don't you try and own a bit of that space? So I've sort of wrote a book proposal to DNAD and it went pretty well, actually. And then it sort of stopped. And, you know, and then I spoke to my mate Dan Dawson at Grand Visual, and he's the same, he loves it. So he said, look, let's just do a podcast together. And I said, that's a stupid idea, because billboards are visual,
yeah,
and podcasts are audio. He went, yeah, so let's definitely do it. And it's worked out all right. And, you know, it doesn't even matter to me if I don't get many followers or likes or whatever. I just actually really like doing it. It's a daily meditation for me. And I mean, we were going to be down in Cannes this year and we're going to be on the beach with a little black book and shots were showing interest. So it was actually really growing. And I think it will when we start again. But for now, it's just on Insta, which is actually really nice, just doing little posts every day and getting people's feedback. And you start to meet ad folk through really weird ways. You know, I've been writing to Tiger Savage and the guys who did the Prudential all those years ago, but then I've got the lads from McCann's who did Xbox coming up, and it's just a really lovely way of keeping a bit like yours, guys.
Yeah, it is interesting, the sort of meeting people in a different way. It's exactly the same as what I do. You've got some weird link with them, but yeah, it's great.
Dave, I've got to say thanks again, because quite a lot of my resource material, I think, God, how am I going to find a picture of that press ad that Tim Riley did? I thought, oh, I'll just go on Dave's blog. So your depths of research and are much better than mine. But what I like about yours in particular is you're very generous, and you're very, you know, like you said, it's not all about just creating.
Whereas you're far more mean-spirited, aren't you?
No, but I think, for me, I like creating work and being a creative person, but I also like to, you know, sort of reflect back what has been done and stuff I like, and it kind of affirms what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. I'm not one of those people who want to go, oh God, I hate advertising, I want to do something else. I actually really like it and like to be further into it. I mean, I've got this ambition of writing fiction, probably a pipe dream, and that I put that over in another bucket. But I do really like being part of the community.
I think it's cooler to sort of knock it. The billboards. Interesting, because I did a talk at one of the colleges the other day, and one of the students asked a question. I think somewhere I'd said I like starting things off by trying to write posters because it's so focused, and he said, is that still the same? You would start a campaign. Yeah. And I said, well, either social media now, because that's a bit like, it's even harder probably than billboards or billboards. But it's useful when you start your collection of all these things, because they are like the ideas at their most distilled and refined.
Yeah,
I mean, they sort of build out from there, don't they?
Yeah, I've ripped off so many of your quotes, Dave, and sort of purported on mine. But then I read a load of stuff that Tuts wrote the other day, which is brilliant. And then Belford came in and talked about, you know, he said this shitty little banner ad that no creative really wants to write, that's a 96 sheet. And then when you look at it, you go, oh yeah. And then suddenly like a little switch goes off in your head and you think, oh, I wouldn't mind doing a few of those, you know, as long as they're good. And so I think you're right. I think it's still the discipline of distilling it down to one thing. And you know what's that thing? If you can put it on a poster, then you've got a campaign idea. And if you can't, then you probably haven't.
So have you spotted down in Highbury any environmental changes, positives?
I don't know. Yeah, well, I think generally people are quite pleasant to each other anyway, you know, and they do social distancing. I don't know. I mean, it's quite a pleasant area. It's a very mixed area as well. There's like a bit of everything around here, you know, and I think the moment my heart sank a bit was when the Turkish shop, I thought if it's shut, that was going to be it, because those lads are open all day, every day. They're really friendly. You can get anything off them. You can leave your keys with them. I mean, I wrote a whole thing about them ages ago about the local shops, and they are the epitome of, you know, an extension of my sort of house a bit. I'm so pleased they managed to stay open. I mean, I did get, but then there's a flip to that. I went a bit further down Blackstock Road one day, and there was this sort of pop-up shop, and I'm such a victim. And I went in there, and it all was like a bit shiny, and they had some yeast, which I was desperate for. This tiny little packet looked like a bag of gear. And I said, I'll have some of that then. And he said, oh, yeah. And then I didn't ask for the price, and I saw these lovely tins of ale. You know those, you're loving, Dave, the sort of beautifully designed graphics, you know, they're everywhere, this sort of craft ales from. And I said, I'll have three of them and two of them. Oh my God, I think it cost me like 25 quid. And I walked. I just felt such a dick.
Did you keep the cans?
Oh yeah, no, I haven't drunk them. I'm so sad. I mean, you know that thing you get, it's so beautiful, I'm just going to have it on the shelf. And my missus is going, will you take that down? You know, it's like some, it's like football stickers, you know, blokes and their little, you know, it's like the billboards, isn't it? It's like I feel blokes quite spotty. I wonder if that's the thing about lockdown, the spottiness has been cranked right up.
So have you seen any billboards during this period that have been notable?
One, that Rich Denny's at St Luke's, SHN.
Was that on a billboard? I've seen that around a lot. Was that
actually, Dave, funny we just talked about that. Started off as a social post, I think. He put it up, his kid drew it, and then I got onto him, and then I got onto shots. And it was sort of the kind of centerpiece of a piece I wrote about it all. But I thought that was amazing because it was a very creative approach to all the infomercials we get. So I thought that was great. And I did actually like some of the sort of throwaway stuff, some great lines. Some John Dean and Gary wrote at Mullins, you know, about not you again. You know, that kind of when people shouldn't have been out and about. I thought they were very sweet. They were just lovely little snippets. As going forward, I mean, I don't know. I know you spoke to a few people the other day about, you know, what's been good. God, I mean, there's been good graffiti. On the one on the corner here. So it's just by the Turkish shop, and it's a nationwide ad, and it says, time for Cummings to get goings. And
That's a good thing.
Thought it was brilliant. So I did actually suddenly think we should do a whole Billboard episode about graffiti on posters and how people subvert messages. Yeah. I mean, actually, it wasn't knocking nationwide, but so it was the day after Cummings had been caught, or, you know, doing his little jaunt to the castle, and it was really well. It's quite well written. I did really like, they're not ads, but I love what Lucky Generals did with the tea. I thought that was amazing. We don't want you to buy our... Someone said,
Lucky Generals, yeah, where they said, great that they've not come out supporting...
Yeah. I mean, it's not an ad, is it? But it's sort of, I'm sure Danny and the guys there were behind it.
They were involved in that. Yeah, I did notice that.
And I think, and then that sort of linked me to watch their carbon... I think it was carbon neutral, carbon mate, I can't remember how to explain it, but the guy redesigning the front cover of the box... And it's really sweetly shot. And it's a guy painting on the front cover a car which is being charged and someone drinking from a recyclable plastic pot for their cup of tea. And it's really funny. He redesigns the entire front cover of the, you know, the box. And then he goes, or we could just put a little logo saying carbon neutral. And it's just really well.
I'll look for that. Sounds funny.
Very funny. And then I did like Nick's stuff. Bell and Simon. I thought that was just amazing, mate. Unbelievably clever. But smart and made me feel really emotional with virtually nothing to look at apart from very clever. I love that as well.
Excellent. I think we're done here.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you soon, hopefully, gents.
Excellent. All right, mate.
Good to speak to you.
Take care. Bye.